This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, November 14th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
The Illinois River Watershed Partnership and the Wingate Charitable Foundation present Plain Air this Friday and Saturday at the Jones Center in Springdale. This art exhibit celebrates the scenic beauty of the Illinois River Watershed of Northwest Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma. More information is available at irwp.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, one woman is taking back the word feminism. It's in an effort to get more women elected to public office in Arkansas.
Plus, what's in a name, or a few names? We learn where some of the smaller towns in Washington County got theirs. Plus, one Fayetteville restaurant's product will soon be in other restaurants' kitchens around the nation, and more.
But first, a committee charged with reviewing the public notification process for confined animal feeding operation permit applications in the state has its first meeting next week. Ryan Benefield, deputy director of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, says the committee was formed by Act 1511 during this year's legislative session in Little Rock.
It was developed around the time in which a lot of controversy was around the CNH Hog Farm issuance of a CAFO general permit. It's the only general permit we've issued to a CAFO so far, so that seems to be probably some of the things that led to this legislation.
Currently, public notice is given when a general permit, which isn't specific to any particular site, is issued. Benefield says the public notice given includes public hearings, but once the general permit is issued, anyone can apply for CAFO coverage under that permit, provided the applicant's nutrient management plan is published on the ADEQ website for at least 30 days. Benefield says, as a result, the public information process for CAFO coverage doesn't necessarily receive as much scrutiny as the process for the general permit. But the committee will be looking at how to alleviate that problem.
The legislation specifically tasks the committee with looking at the notice procedures for the issuance of a general permit for a CAFO, or a concentrated animal feeding operation, and then that group is to submit recommendations to the Legislative Council by the end of this year.
Benefield will serve as ADEQ representative on the committee, which also includes Jeff Marley as a representative of the Arkansas Agriculture Department, Gene Farr representing the Arkansas Farm Bureau, and gubernatorial appointees Dr. Eric Wales, the University of Arkansas economics professor, and Ross Nolan, a Little Rock attorney. The committee's first meeting, which will be open to the public, will be held at 10 Monday morning at the ADEQ headquarters in Little Rock.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors earlier this week approved recommended funding allocations for non-governmental agencies inside that city. This year, the city has $162,000 to split between agencies regarding social and community services, arts and humanities, and recreation. Those three umbrella categories each receive $54,000 to split among applying agencies. Christy Doyster, administrative coordinator for the city's finance department, says while the amount allotted for outside agencies has been steady for the past few years, it has declined since the city started allotting money to outside agencies more than 20 years ago.
It has progressed, you know, on down over the years as our fund availability. It was not a guaranteed amount. It's not a guaranteed percentage. And to be honest, the funding is not guaranteed. The board has just always felt that it was important to help the service agencies, and, you know, with the recreation and arts and humanities, that's what brings new businesses and new families into the area. So they felt like it was important that we keep the funding, and we have always managed to do that.
Doyster says the program was reorganized about 3 years ago, yet the funding still gives receiving organizations crucial assistance.
When the new program was set up, that was one of the things that was extremely important, was that agencies ask just what was for necessities to keep their doors open. What could we help them with that would keep their doors open? Just basic bottom line expenses. And a lot of them do utilities. A lot of them are for the symphony, you know, helps pay for some of their musicians, and so does the chorale and music. The Western Arkansas Ballet helps pay for one of their ballet productions.
But Doyster says most applying organizations use the assistance to cover utilities, as it is one of the easier expenses to track. She also says social and community service organizations, such as the River Valley Regional Food Bank or the Old Fort Homeless Coalition, make up a majority of the applications for city assistance.
The Arkansas Insurance Department yesterday released enrollment information for the first month of the state's new health insurance marketplace. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 7,294 Arkansas applications were completed through November 2nd. Those applications represent just over 14,000 individuals applying for coverage. 6,100 Arkansans were eligible for traditional private insurance plans, with nearly 2,300 of those applicants eligible for premium assistance. However, only 250 individuals had completed the insurance plan selection process, with another 506 applications pending. The numbers released yesterday do not include the 54,000 Arkansans who've already enrolled directly through the private option.
The Arkansas Department of Human Services has announced its Volunteer Communities of 2013. According to the department, the communities were chosen based on volunteers' efforts in each community.
The University of Arkansas will award honorary degrees at this fall's commencement ceremony to two women with connections to the university. Sister Helen Prejean, a death penalty opponent who participated on a panel with His Holiness the Dalai Lama in May 2011 at the U of A, will receive a Doctorate of Arts and Humane Letters degree. And Frances James, one of the first women to receive a doctorate in biological sciences at the university, and an internationally known researcher in her own right, will receive a Doctor of Arts and Sciences degree. The commencement will take place at 9 a.m. Saturday, December 21st at Barnhill Arena.
And just last night, Bud Walton Arena was witness to a spectacular win by the Razorback women's basketball team. Arkansas triumphed over Oral Roberts with a final score of 91-33. Arkansas, now 2-0, welcomes Furman to Bud Walton Arena on Tuesday for the third game of the team's non-conference schedule. Forecast tonight calls for a 30% chance of showers after midnight, with overnight lows from 37 in northwest Arkansas to 40 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the morning hours, with highs from 58 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow evening, cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight, lows around 51 degrees.